Amen. What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? We're here with Rodrigo Torres, all the way from the 909.
Yeah, man. 951 now.
951. They changed it.
Yeah, it used to be 714, dog.
Oh, it used to be 714?
Then the 909, then 951.
He changed it because of what, the OC show?
Dude, like supposedly they went in there, oh my God, those guys are from the 909, they have guns. And then fucking supposedly people got together, we got to change the area code and get rid of that stigma.
So that little area is not 909?
No, now it's all 95. Oh, no, that... it's more like San Bernardino and Upland are 909 now. But Riverside itself, Riverside proper, nah, 951.
Oh, wow. It used to be 909.
Yeah, they detached.
Because 909 were considered gangsters?
Gangster and ghetto and fucking speed freaks and meth labs and shit.
And who brought that up, the OC show?
Yeah, that's when they had that little scene when those fucking fools from the 909 showed up to the OC party with guns.
They were cholos?
Nah, I think like, you know, thugs, fools that sell fucking, you know, weed and shit.
Were they like gangsters that, like with Pendletons or just gangsters?
Gangsters, dog. Like undercover gangsters. Like they'll get hard if you steal their shit.
Oh, all right. That's crazy, man. I remember growing up, a lot of people growing up, they had the 213 tattoos. 213 in my neighborhood because it was 213. Then they changed it to 323.
Yeah, you had that joke about the tattoo on the arm, huh?
Yeah, back in the day. What's up, fool? Just got back from San Antonio, Texas, man. Thank you, everybody who showed up. Sold out shows, man. And some of you guys drove from Houston, Texas to a sold out show and expected to buy tickets. And there was none. But I still got you in. And I kept that money. I put it right in my pocket. No, I didn't. Somehow, you got in. Also, man, there was a girl who showed up. And I've seen her before showing up with her, with a dude. And a dude. And this time she showed up with a woman.
Damn, she's a freak or what?
And no, she's not a freak. She's involved with a woman now.
Oh, okay.
And she's engaged to her. And she had told me to tell everybody that the whole world, her family didn't know that she's engaged to another woman. But they knew they were together. That's crazy, man. Like, if you go from being with a man and it doesn't work out and now you're with a woman, you better make sure that shit works out, man. What else you got left? It's like you can't even hold a relationship with a human being. Also, man, it was some crazy, man. There's some like Greek ghetto-ass fools, man, at my show. But not like ghetto-ass fools, but like, you know, they were sitting in the front row. And I started talking to them because the woman in the front row. I'm starting to recognize people, you know, like who's been to like more than one show. Two shows, three shows. This lady probably been here four shows. I could tell by her makeup.
Familiar faces,
man. And she showed up with her 22-year-old daughter. And her daughter had her 23-year-old boyfriend. And she showed up with her 25-year-old son. And she showed up with her 24-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, the lady.
The lady.
1 year younger than the son, fool?
Yeah. Right in the front row. I almost told that guy, her 25-year-old son, homie, just shoot yourself. You're living the fucking 8 Mia.
Is she hot, fool?
Come on. She's my age, bro. She has to be at least 42, 40, a hard 40.
A hard 40. This was such
a hard 40. Bro.
Come on, look.
Now she's, man, you know what? She's good looking. You know, I bet you her hugs feel like cinnamon. You know what I mean? Like you just want to cut her up with a book. And
big ass cinnamon, dog.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. But I started going one by one, you know, asking her. And then all of a sudden, the guy in the front, that was her boyfriend, man. Man, how would you feel, man? Your mom was dating somebody younger than you.
I'll be like El Catrín, fool. I'll be pissed, fool.
That's right.
Ah, fool.
Remember that fool showed up and he saw that young fool coming out of his house?
Oh, my God. You don't even know, fool. I remember
who is this guy?
I remember we were at that fool's pad one time and his mom made us something to eat, right? Fool, she made that fool something to eat too, dog. But she gave us the school lunches, fool. She made that fool his own little lunch on the own house plate, fool.
Pasa huevo.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, man. I was just tripping out. I was like, what? Wow, man. You guys are like the Adams family, man. And then they didn't take it that personal. They were laughing, you know, but it was weird. And I asked her 24-year-old boyfriend and some little white boy kid. And he's like, how did you meet her, man? Because I'm friends with her daughter. Also, you couldn't get the daughter, bro. So, you know what? Fuck. The mom might have lower self-esteem.
Nuclear family, dog.
Nah, but they're together. They're That's all cool, happy. Though. They all showed up together. They took a group photo, and they wanted to get stoned, bro.
La familia.
They had, like, blunts ready, bro.
Really? Everything? That's one big happy family, dog.
And I'm like, we're all going to go and get busted at it.
Hell yeah, it's Texas. You can't fuck around.
Who you got with? We're here with our mom.
Hey, dude, what would you do, though, if your mom was like that? Like, back in the day, if I was young, I would probably be pissed. But now I'd be like, fuck it. I'll let the old lady have fun, dog.
How old, though? Because my mom's like, what? My mom was born in 19. I don't know what her
whole. My mom's in her 60s, dude.
But imagine she would date a 19-year-old fool.
Fuck, dude. Be like fucking baby boy, huh? Walking in there, piping in the kitchen and shit, making fucking breakfast all naked, dog.
But what would your dad think, though? I mean, your dad would have to be dead, huh?
Yeah, that fool would be probably pissed, dog.
Then some girl hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, and she said that her dad is dating somebody younger than her.
Than her?
Yeah. Now, yeah, and then the mom, they bag on him, bro. And they go like this, where's your sister, mother? Where's your brother, dad?
Sister,
where's your
mother,
bro, dad, bro? So I told that dude, man, so wow, man, so you don't really got to buy clothes, huh? You could just borrow them from your stepdad, huh? I could tell that fool getting mad, bro. I said, bro, you know, for Christmas, bro, shoot yourself. I didn't want to say that.
Get uncomfortable.
But that was a weird thing, man.
That's weird, dog. That's a super, like, not new. I'm sure that's been going on the DL, but now more people are open about it, huh?
Yeah, man. They're more open about it, and they go to a comedy show and sit right in the front.
No, huh, dude.
So everybody can know.
No shame, you know?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And then the Sunday night show was packed, dude. There was a lot of, there was a lot of people there. In the front row, there was this old Mexican man, like with the black hair, you know, the mustache, like you know the glasses, those sunglasses that a lot of Latinos like to wear that you could read with them too. So you could look like a border patrol all day. There was a redheaded, really old lady, bro. That was like a couple together. Mm-hmm. Like they were really old. They were like early 60s. Yeah, man. Or late 60s, dude. And I asked, they were like a cracker beaner couple, and I asked them, how the hell did you two meet? Those fools said they met online, bro.
Shut up, dog.
Yeah, on some internet for 45 and over people.
La compu.
They've been together 15 years.
Are you serious,
fool? And I asked that white lady, what did you ask for, man, when you wrote down on that online dating for 45 plus?
Her profile?
I want a guy with a mustache like Zapata.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hey, they found somebody, man.
That's cool, fool.
They were like a little cracker beaner couple, bro, because he was wearing like a workman jacket, and she was there chilling, bro, with her coach red jacket. You know the one that the coach wears?
Uh-huh.
A hoodie, like just in case it rains, they're ready.
They have experience.
Yeah, I tried to give them a free T-shirt at the end of the show, but they weren't around. I was there with Marcella and
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, man, he was there, man. And what else? So it was Ozzy Osbourne was there, bro.
That's what I heard, fool. And then like somebody showed you pictures on the phone or something. You guys didn't get to see him?
As soon as we walked out of the hotel room, we saw like a big crowd. You know me, bro. I want to find out what's going on. What they're giving away for free. So it was a big crowd there. And somebody told me that Ozzy's showing up. Ozzy? Yes, man. Ozzy Osbourne's coming to apologize for taking a piss outside the Alamo. He took a piss there in 1982. And now he's there to apologize. He's had never performed in San Antonio.
They banned him since then?
Banned him for life.
Yapaki.
So now he comes back all old and out. And I was doing a bunch of bits about it. Like, you know, it's too late to bring his old ass back, you know? Because, you know, he don't know where he's at right now.
He's high, dog.
He don't know where he's at. He could be he could be right now in East LA somewhere, bro. Somewhere in Elysian Park and telling him, bro, he could be at Dolores Mission Church in Boyle Heights and go, this is the Alamo, man. This is where you took a piss. So, Give us some Aussie, bro.
Sharon, I want a burrito.
So everybody's waiting, right?
A mad crowd. Like, it was big. A lot of people, fool.
Fool.
Deep.
Everybody, bro, that sits on their couch was there, man.
Aussie fans,
a lot of Aussie photos for him to sign. A lot of albums. People were there to get their shit signed, bro. A lot of rockeros were there, bro.
Fucking super fans.
That fool went out the back.
The exit stage left.
Yes, but there was a lot of fools in the back waiting for him, too.
Did they get a shot?
Yeah, they took a couple of Aussie photos. But I was thinking, man, they should have never banned that guy, man.
For
they
what,
should
have fool?
Kept Ozzy Osbourne there to bite all the bats that are flying around San Antonio. There's a hat of bats, bro.
I was stupid, dog. That's what I thought he was going. Oh, did you go over there to apologize for biting the head off the bat?
I know, man. You need Ozzy in San Antonio, man, to bite all these bats. Because they had like a river walk, right? Man, that river walk, man. I don't know why people get on that river walk, man. That water is dirty, bro. People jump in there, bro, and they come out looking with an extra arm.
It's all toxic, Havu. It's all green and shit.
Monster. Yeah, so I said, man, you need Ozzy, man, because, man, you're on that Riverwalk tour, the little boat. You're looking around, man. You go under the bridge. Bite baits you right in the neck.
Fuck that.
Yeah, man. So what's up for when you're performing at the Laugh Factory?
This Monday coming up.
November what?
16th.
Who's going to be on the show, bro? You're going up second or third?
Like third, dude. Second or third.
You ready or what, fool?
Please, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're walking on ice. We might as well fucking dance.
Yeah, man. So we didn't stay at the stinky Alamo, at the stinky...
the condo?
The condo's gone, bro.
Like, what fucking
now, they're, gone. They're doing some construction at the building. I'm going to go check it out to reminisce. That's to be the dirtiest condo. I'll describe this to people how dirty that condo is.
Dude, you can rub your finger on the wall and there'll be fucking grime on your finger. That yellow tinge, motherfucker, smoking and... fucked up carpet. It's all matted. It's like, dude, the carpet was all like fucking shag carpeting. Now it's smooth like this fucking countertop, dog. Fucked up furniture. I broke the chair. But it was already broken, dog. You know one of those things that they break and they put it back just to see if somebody else can break it? Oh, I'll take the blame.
How about that black couch?
Oh, my God, dog. Probably had bed bugs in it,
the
dog.
The sinking couch.
Oh, my God. And then the spout for the water, the shower head, it only sprayed out like three little sprays, dog, because all the fucking mineral contents in the fucking water plugged that shit up, dog. It was nasty, dog. Had roaches, too, fool.
Roaches?
In the kitchen and in the restroom.
How about that big-ass window you could just jump out of, bro?
That's after you have a bad set, eh?
When you go to the living room, man, that is two huge windows, man. And if you, like, walk over, you might just jump off, man, after.
That's the one where Birdman from fucking Michael Keaton from Birdman jumped out of it.
Yeah.
It's all like that.
So,
what's up, dog?
We're sitting at the hotel, man, and there's a lot of people, dude, a lot of tourists walking around. And I'm messing around with people at the Alamo. I'm at the Alamo gift shop. I'm asking people, man, you guys have any Mexican flags? Are there any Mexican flags here? What? There's no flags here for the winners?
I heard there's some Davy Crockett diapers.
Yeah, man. And I got to see more of San Antonio this than the last time I went. I went back to those dudes over there. To
that tattoo shop?
Yeah.
That's what there. I was going to ask you right now.
Still waiting doing? There. They have a new tattoo guy there now who's also a poker player.
Oh, really? Like a good one?
He plays tournaments.
All legit and shit, winning.
What'd you do the weekend, man? Went to a concert or what?
No, that was last weekend, dude.
So, where'd you go?
Go see fucking Deftones, dog.
How was it, dog?
Fucking bad as fuck, dog.
Bad as fuck how? Who was there?
Just those fools. I mean, they had an opening band, but I don't really watch them, dude. But they're just bad, fool, from beginning to end. Played for an hour and a half. Played all the hits.
All the hits?
Hell yeah, dog.
Like what hits?
Fucking White Pony,
was
dog.
There a lot of people there?
It was sold out, dog.
How many, like, what was the vibe, though?
Fucking dude, just crazy motherfucker singing along to the songs, just all fucking pushy and just fucking sweaty, dog, hot as fuck. But it was bad, dog. Tore it up, dog.
That's the only thing where, that's the only like genre where people don't care about you sing along, huh?
Oh, nah, dude.
Like the same song, they don't care how they want you to do it.
Hell
huh?
Yeah, dude. It was cool, dog. It was cool.
It don't work in comedy, huh?
Fuck no. Fools trying to sing along to your jokes, throw your ass off. The fuck? Could you shut the fuck up, please? To this punch.
I know, man. They start yelling out, I know, man, she dead.
Dude, I don't know how that would work. It wouldn't work, dude.
It wouldn't work, huh?
Unless you fucking, I don't know, bring somebody on stage and they'll act out the joke for you because you don't do it anymore. Probably like that.
Or you would have to be like retired from comedy, man. And you're just going back to just do a comedy stand-up and sing-along. And you start doing the punchline and everybody yells out the punchline.
Yeah, that'll work like that, dog. Fucking straight classic.
That's the Dice Man.
That's what I was thinking about right now.
That only works. That would only work if the Andrew Dice Clay performing. Because remember when we saw him?
At the end, they were going along with the rhymes.
Hickory, hickory, doc. And we all stood up.
Yeah, dude.
It was tight, though, man.
Bad, dude, he was good. Bad, dog.
That's probably the best comedy show I've ever been to in a long time, man.
He ripped it up, fool. People think they don't got it, dog. Man.
You know he killed, bro, because he didn't want to hang out with us afterwards.
You know, give him a time to cool off.
Give him time to cool off, man. You saw him wearing a lot of leather.
We traded off fucking hanging out with the Dice Man for a fat-ass joint, dog.
Yeah, man. Remember that opener, bro? He rocked?
Don't know, dog.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stop living in your head, dog.
The opener that was opening up for the Andrew Dice Clay, man, we're talking about it. We're not even talking about him. It's the truth. He did have a fat blunt, though. Yeah, man, but he was one of the guys that, yeah, man, I kill it too, man. Nah, man, you kill it too, man, but nobody's going to stand up and do your bits.
Yeah, dude, the Dice Man killed it on another level.
Another level, man. He even brought up that fool on stage and made fun of his clothes. Come on, Brad. Who you trying to fuck with that sweater?
I forgot about that, dog.
Take that sweater and burn it, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Because he was there with all his friends, bro, like the alpha male, right?
Yeah, and he just
put him
in
his place, man.
Hell yeah. He broke him down, fool.
Who you trying to fucking fuck with that sweater, man?
Get out of here with that sweater. Bill Cosby don't wear those sweaters.
Dang. Yeah, man. So what's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
What's up, people? This week, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I always want to say Fort Lauderdale, Texas, but it's Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm at the Improv in the Hard Rock Cafe Casino this week with Chris Storino. You know, man, there's a lot of fools, man. Like, when I was at the San Antonio River Center Comedy Club, there was a lot of fools, man, that wanted to party hard, dog.
Dude, Texas, they always want to party hard, dog.
Party hard, like grabbing motherfuckers.
Yeah, you don't remember?
Strong-arming fool. Let's go over here.
Like hardcore partiers. You don't remember that one time in El Paso, fool, when we went to that party after hanging out with everybody? And that first time when we rolled as a Taliban.
With Cuarenton.
Yeah, when me and Ivan and Vinny
showed
up.
The whole El Paso staff.
Dude, this motherfucker had a big-ass coke rock and was all poking us with it, dog.
It was big, huh?
Big, dog. It was like an Aussie coke rock, and that's how those fools were partying. I was scared. I was like, fuck that.
Was that the same night they started cooking hot dogs at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, dude, that shit went on forever, dog. And that's the thing. That's how those fools last. Well, they drink, but they cut that shit with coke, dog.
El Paso, man, the only place, man, where they fucking party, do coke, and then in the morning they're cooking hot dogs.
Chico's Taco style.
I don't understand how they do that. Like, I'm going to be in Bronzeville. We're going to be in Bronzeville, Texas, and
McAllen.
And those places, man, those people, they like to party, man, hard and get up in the morning at 6 and go fishing and get more fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know how you can live like that, dog.
I don't know how you could just go from partying hard all night, going no sleep, and saying, you know what? There's still time for fishing.
It's just those people that work all week and do that on the weekend, dog. You know what I mean? Weekend warrior style. Look like Hussein, fool.
I know, man. And then some of these guys, like, they want to hang out and party with comedians, bro. They don't know how. There's a different level for them, bro. Comedians have nowhere to call. We have nowhere to check in.
And those fools are just excited, too, though.
They're excited,
dog.
Huh?
The fool they don't see in, like, a year or 2 years, and they want to make an impact and go, I partied with the hardest partier in Texas and shit. That's what I think, dude, because super excited, fool.
I know, like, the
downing beers, dog.
There's this DJ Blaze out of Yakima. Right, and we're doing a big comedy show in Yakima on a Wednesday night, and then I was telling the DJ over and over, people party here in Yakima on Wednesday. He goes, yeah, man, we had a party here on Wednesday, and I was really, but it's Wednesday night, you know. But the show was packed on a Wednesday in Yakima, and the DJ ended up getting fucked up, bro. The same guy I was talking to, he had to be at work at 6 in the morning the next day. That fool slept in the DJ booth.
He just went to work after.
He wanted to prove to him when they do party, though.
Fuck, dude. That's crazy, dog. Fucking crazy, dude. That's hard. Like, even like, all right, fool, you be partying. I mean, I've partied a couple times in my life, dude. I don't want to say I'm a fucking angel, dog. I like that shit, but you know what I mean? It gets out of control sometimes. But you think you could go like that, dude, for weeks on end? Or you think those motherfuckers just do that every now and then, dog?
Those guys sleep, though. They go to sleep after they party.
You do just a whole run, huh?
I'm the kind of guy, when they're fucking sleep, going to sleep, I'm getting mad. What the fuck, eh? You going to sleep, pussy? What? Oh, your daughter has fucking ballet practice the next day. What a bitch. Oh, bro. So you seriously, bro? So you mean you want, this is it, dog?
This is it, dog.
It's only Sunday morning, bro. We've been partying since Saturday, Friday night. What did we been partying? See, I forget how. You just start forgetting, dog. Like, oh, fool.
What,
fool.
Dog? Tell me.
Some
dog.
Fools. They were, remember when we were in Seattle?
Yeah, fool.
Remember that fool that gave us that joint? A little skinny fool? He was there with a white chick?
Yeah.
That fool showed up to fucking San Antonio.
You're lying, fool.
He flew with his brother and some other fool. And then some white fool named the Professor. And they had a big-ass sheet of dabs, bro.
So what happened, fool?
Well, I'm just telling you, bro. What did happen? I said they had
past
a big
tense.
Sheet of dabs. Now, fool, these fools flew out from Seattle to go hang out in San Antonio. They never been there again. They have a cousin over there.
Okay.
They're from San Antonio, but they're over there. They might as well just say Felipe's over here.
They're working at like fucking Amazon or something, right?
I don't know what they're doing, dude, but they don't know at the time they're doing anything. But these dudes are on the first floor blazing hard, dog. I mean, I
love that shit.
I don't do that.
I just do it in other people's room, dog.
I know. I mean, first floor blazing hard. They have like this modernized dab machine. Like they're doing big dabs. This guy had a big sheet of dabs, bro. Like, it looked,
how big was it,
bro? It looked like a flattened baby diaper full of shit, all yellow. Yeah, dude, and they had bud too, like a lot of weed, and those fools wanted to hang out with us after the Saturday show, right? After the Saturday show, no, after the Friday night show, the second show, but it was like four dudes, three guys. Then we have Marcella. And then we're like, hell no. You know, we don't know them that well.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And then, nah, bro, my stomach hurts, bro.
So you can call that fool Little Dabs. Where's Dabby?
Dabino.
Chris Dabino.
So that fool didn't want to do dabs.
Oh, he didn't want
to. Marcella didn't want to do dabs. So that fool said, so I look at them like, yeah, man, my parents want to go home. But it was cool. It was late, man. I was tired, too. I didn't really want to go either, man, because their hotel was fucking far, bro.
Yeah, you got to get rest, too, dog. You can't be over there all fucking with one leg all sore the next day, dog, on stage. Fuck that.
So the next day, we just said, nah. So we didn't say, we didn't hang out with him. But the next day, we went to the hotel. We walked over there, man. It was far, bro. Far.
Like how far, fool? Like walking to that sandwich shop in Frisco?
We're smoking on the first floor, and man, those fools are professionals, bro. Like, they got the sprays going, man. It's a big king. This is how those fools did it, bro. If you want to party hard, man, with more than three friends and keep it real and, like, nobody bothers you and nobody thinks anything, get the handicap room. That fucking handicap room was huge, bro. Like, you could wheel five wheelchairs in there. And you go in the bathroom, bro, you could fucking have a game of racquetball. It's like huge, bro. It's all flat. No bathtub. There's no bathtub in a handicap room, so it's all huge. So it's kind of smelling, right? And then I told him the old trick that Felicia Michaels told me. And like, if there's a lot of marijuana smoke inside your hotel room, burn the popcorn. So this fool's, of course, as soon as I told them, they went to the front desk, came back with five popcorns. Yeah, man. So those dudes are gonna hopefully, like, they want to big. They're from Oregon, actually. They drove to Seattle. So they're big fans. And hopefully we're going to have a big-ass show in Oregon, bro, if you're down.
Shit, you know me, dog. I'm down for Oregon? Whatever. No, I've been to Oregon
Portland's
with
Voodoo. Portland's tight, bro.
But I never performed there.
Portland is badass, dog.
So, heard it's super bad, dog.
Yeah, man. So back to the party, man. So... So the point I'm trying to say is that these people, like these fans, they want to party, but they don't know. These guys are weekend warrior partiers. Like they go to work Monday through Friday and they go to sleep.
Keep their mouth shut.
And then in the morning, they go back to hang out with their kids like nothing happened. See, I ain't that motherfucker, bro. My family's going to find out what happened. I'm going to still have a bump in my nose, you know, when I'm getting the holy bread. You know, I'm not that kind of guy. So, of course, I don't want to party with them. You know, and then they keep sending me shots on stage, and I'm saying no to a lot of people. But I'm just imagining, just say, do want a party. And that fool, there was this lady. What's going to happen, bro? When I have all the coke and they don't have any, they're going to have sex right in front of me, bro. I'm going to ask for a little sex show. Bro, you and your wife have sex right now. Let me watch. I wouldn't even touch her. I wouldn't touch you. I just want to see some penetration. Let me know how you guys get down. I already gave you guys a comedy show. I gave you an hour show. Give me just a 5-minute show. Show me the way you slap that ass. And we'll do more coke. I'll turn into that guy, you know, after 2 days, bro. If they want to really get down with me. Or you never know, bro. They might tell me, Felipe, jerk off for us. It might get to that level. Because, bro, let me tell you, man, I don't know them. I don't know them. They don't know me. His wife might be hot. Even though she's not hot. After 2 days, man, shit. We're both looking at each other with romantic coke eyes and romantic lips. Like Jeff Dunham with no puppets, all right? Work with me, people. But it could get like that, right?
Fuck, it gets like that, fool. What's going to happen, fool? Your mind's not in the right place. You get, you know, psychotic and shit, dog. Shit happens, fool.
That's what I was talking to that guy, man. That guy, there was a guy there with them who didn't do no dabs. He didn't smoke. He just drank. So him and I were talking about, he was telling me why he don't party. And I was like thinking of, because he was like five, that fool, I say he had stood up 7 days in a row partying.
Damn, dog.
And I remember, man, I stood up 6 days in a row. I stood up 7 days in a row, man. But after the fifth day, man, you don't know time no more, man. You don't know time. Like, it could be 1 hour, but now it's 4 hours. No, you think it's four. You think it's 1 hour, but it's been like 3 hours that passed by.
Hey, but by that time of partying a whole fucking week with no sleep, you start hallucinating and seeing shit, no, or what?
Yeah, you still start hallucinating, bro. You start hallucinating that you might have more crack. And you want to pull the carpet out of the rug.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, so that's why people... But then on Sunday, bro, the kind of people that want to party like that showed up.
Oh, my God.
There was a guy that emailed me, and he wanted to party after the Saturday show. He said, man, what do you charge to come to my club to hang out with us?
Well, I usually charge $10,000, but for you.
And I said, what do you charge, you know, to just show up? So he wanted me basically to do...
Special appearance?
Special appearance, tell everybody. I'm thinking, tell everyone at the club, we're going to go... We're going to go do the after party at this club, kind of what that guy Sean Dizzle would do and all these
San Jose. Yeah, and then they do that in Ontario, too. They go to
It's a good deal. I think Bill Bellamy, Bill Bellamy, after, he always had an after party after the show. And,
somewhere,
He DJs, too, sometimes. So I'm thinking, man, I should start learning to DJ, bro.
Fool, all you need is two fucking little turntables, or if they have two turntables, bring your records.
Because I would do that, man. Like, if I knew how to just mix one song.
Buy yourself a little mixer, fool.
I would show up. Yeah, now, I'll be performing at the Hollywood Improv, but I'll also be DJing at Club Bahia.
Waka, waka, waka. Because Russell Peters does that too, though, huh?
Yeah, Russell Peters is a good DJ.
But he's been DJing since he was a kid, though, right?
Yeah, he's a. That's one thing about how Russell Peters does it, too, man. He does the show, And then after the show, his two DJs get a gig. Like DJ Starting From Scratch or DJ Spin Bad. And they're both badass dudes, bro. They have a following. And they go to a party after. But they just hang out, VIP dog. A lot of little East Indian girls walking around.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Lebanese
chicks.
Girls.
Stop, dog.
Grabbing my arm, talking about you were funny too.
I love that shit, dog.
Hell yeah, right?
That was when I first started going on the road with you. Fucking Jerry's all, that's cool, man. Fucking going on the road and shit. Everybody like says, what's up to you? What's up, Rodrigo, man? Right on. Where's Felipe? It's all good, though, dog.
Hell yeah, man. People are happy, bro. Like, they were asking for you, dog. A lot of people were mad, huh? They were hitting you up?
Yeah, it's all good, though. The next time, dog.
Tell them, bro. Oh, yeah, people, by the way, the next series, the next episode of the Shop will be up next Monday. That's the season finale of the Shop, our web series, starring myself, Chris Thorin. And this will be our last episode, and we have a lot of special guests on this one. It's a longer episode and a lot of guest appearances, and Rodrigo Torres makes a special appearance.
Yeah, man.
So was it like working in the Shop?
It was cool, dude. Look, listen, fool. I love all that shit. I love acting and shit. And to me, dude, I got the script, dude. I fucking did my little lines, and we went through it and did it, dog. You know what I mean? Showed up. I was working that day. Fucking popped in, did my shit, and creeped the fuck out, dog. Professional, you know?
A lot of people think that it's an actual shop.
Well, dude, it looks fucking real, dog.
If I got fools hitting me up, bro. You got to buy pounds.
We take samples right now.
Yeah, some guy was hitting me up, man. How do I get my stuff out to you guys?
Yeah, fool, it looks real, dude, because we did it on green screen. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows that, but when you look at it, it's like, fuck, dude. It's tight, fool. And from the beginning, when it pans in from the outside, fool, it's sweet, fool.
It was tight, though, huh?
Good concept, you know?
We got a couple of shout-outs, bro.
Cool, dog.
We got a couple of shout-outs right here for Super Mario Droid. Mario listening from Chula Vista. What's up, bro? Thanks for listening from Chula Vista, man. Sorry about those Chargers, bro, but you know what? That was a hell of a game on Monday Night Football. I thought they were going to pull it out, but they didn't. Glenn Carlin, what's up, fool? This guy right here, bro, he listens every week all the way from Ireland.
Is that Irish fool that put up the little things with the Guinness beer and all that?
Yeah, Glenn Carlin.
Hell yeah, respect.
What's up, fool, who listens all the way from Ireland? I told you, bro, that I was going to send you a DVD of of my stand-up. And hit us up, bro. And Rodrigo is running out of T-shirts, bro. So you better get your Yeah Man T-shirt.
I am, dude. I've been fucking
slinging. Also, so. Cleo. Talk to Cleo.
Hell yeah.
Listens every week from the Netherlands, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking mad respect to Cleo, man.
Yeah, Cleo. And hopefully one day we'll get to send you one of those chili spicy apples. She didn't know what that was. Let me know what that was.
Fuck no. And they're not like the traditional caramelized or whatever. It has its own little fucking flavor and kick to it, dog. Johnny Sanchez was all happy with his little manzana, dog.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Johnny Sanchez,
hell yeah.
People, man.
It's cool as fuck, dog.
He was all happy.
Oh, dude. He was fucking. You should tweet. Had a blast, man.
You should tweet more, man.
Yeah, dude. It's because I think it's just like. Like, I mean, you're on it, dude, but I think it's because you like technology and all that shit. You like video games and you're all into that. But I think certain fools at a certain age, they didn't catch that little wave of technology. Like, Joey Diaz does it, but a lot of dudes that are Joey Diaz age, fuck, they don't even know how to fuck with a smartphone. Dog.
Come on, bro.
Come on. I better learn how to use Facebook, dog. But, little quick shout out, Tony Wood 86. Fucking respect, dog.
Thanks Tony Wood 86. Oh, yeah, also, man. Man, I can't think of your name, dog, but.
Who, fool?
When I get home, man, I'll try to look up your name and hopefully edit your name in here. If not, you know who you are, bro. It was that fool from San Antonio, the one that has that, he has an Instagram that covers up his face all the time. Like, he wore like a motorcycle mask. It's like a skull face.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't put the
You know who you are, dog. Also, this fucking tattoo parlor showed up, man, with all the homies.
Really?
All their parents, and they man, it was packed, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
A lot of couples showed up.
Well, dude, that's a lot of couples always go to your shows, dog. Like, well, hey, we were just talking about that new couple in the beginning, you know, 24 and 48, or whatever.
You know, so I was doing my bitch, bro, and then there were these two guys to the left sitting next to me, And I said, man, they're both good looking, bro. Like guapos, bro. Like suave ass.
You can't hate on them, dog.
And I was looking at them and I said, man, you guys couldn't find one ugly friend to bring. Two good looking guys together, bro. You guys gotta be together, right?
What are they saying, fool?
Come on, dog. They smell like cologne and shit.
Oh, all fresh, huh? Ready to do the town.
Hey, some fool that stink, bro. Not stink, but like someone like me who doesn't ever always smell. Like, I don't smell like cologne. I just don't know, man. I feel like cologne needs to be given to me. I don't buy it. It's to be given to me. So, take the hint. So, these dudes even smell good, bro. I'm just saying stinky, sloppy fools like me know when somebody smells good, eh?
It's weird. It's funny that you say you're a sloppy fool, though, because it's like sometimes when I wear cologne, I'm like, dude, I wonder if I sweat a little bit, if like my sweat smell is going to overtake the cologne. But you don't want to be that fucking fat motherfucker that puts too much cologne. It's like, come on, dude. What are you dousing yourself with that bottle, dog?
You know what I mean? When Joe Barone, man, he said, oh, Paris Hilton smells good. How many times he mentioned that, dude?
Every fucking time I talk to that fool, dog. But did she smell good, fool? I've smelled fucking good chicks, but damn, not like a fucking diva like that or nothing, dog.
Joe Burrow swears happens to every. We were hanging out at the Laugh Factory one time. I keep saying one time. We hang out all the time. That was our spot before we started hanging out in hallways. So Paris Hilton comes out of a cab or her personal car, and she just walks by through us. And I said, hey, Paris. And he goes, hey, guys. And then she just walks in, bro, tells us hi back.
That's tight, dog.
And then she just looked back. She just looked back like we were mirrors, bro, and she was fixing herself.
Hell
and then
yeah,
Joe Barone goes, man, she even smells good. It's like he smelled her soul, bro. And like, he took the biggest whiff right there, bro. Like, he took a smell of Paris Hilton, bro. Like, it was a fucking long-ass coke line, bro.
Fucking had some
like,
DNA.
Like, this fool went like this, bro. Like that lady from Saturday Night Live. After she smells her armpits.
Molly Shannon in
Molly
that movie.
Molly Shannon. Like, he went like this. Oh, man. Paris Hilton smells good. Well, dude, this is what happened. Probably she did. She probably, as soon as she came out of the town car, she probably sprayed herself.
Yeah, or, dude, that's how they do it, dog.
Or she has sprayed herself earlier, and so it's already like getting a whiff of the AC from the town car.
It's all moving around.
Or
she
farted.
Or.
She farted, and we got only the nice little smell.
A little aftermath and shit.
But that fool does talk about it, huh?
Oh, dude, please, dog. That's like one of the favorite days of his life. That and that one time when you guys are all bagging on like Rosario Dawson and all these actors. And that cop showed up and shit.
Oh.
And he told those fools to shut up, to leave you guys alone. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, there was a red carpet event when I used to live on 2nd and Main. I used to live in a loft, by the way, people. I was paying too much rent. I don't think I paid that much rent now.
Fuck, dog.
I was getting robbed.
Dude,
what was I thinking, dog? Anyways. The rent was $1,990.
Skyrise, dog.
No, $1,900. And we had a 1,200 square foot, 11 by 50 square foot loft. Like, he stood on one side and I stood on the other side. And I had my own door, but we shared the same bathroom. Humongous windows, bro. A construction site right in front of me, bro. Like, I heard they were building the LAPD building right in front of me. So across the street, there is the San Bianca Church, I think. They always have red carpet events. There was a lot of celebrities were passing by, bro. And I was across the street eating pizza and fucking smoking joints with Joe Barone.
Eating pizza.
And some other fools, man. And I started yelling shit out, bro, like, I saw Rosario Dawson. Rosario Dawson, what's up, girl? She goes, hi. And then she waved by. We're having an after party at 6119.
Giving her directions.
And then she goes, okay. And then she waved by. But then other fools, I didn't know who they are. Who the hell are you? And then other people, we don't know who you are or what you do. Then the people who recognize, even though they were small stars, bro, we start clapping for them. Like that, anybody, bro, like a first stoner would have passed by. Freddy! Finally, somebody I can recognize from somewhere. So I was yelling shit out like that, bro. Kind of like the insult dog.
Like Triumph?
Yeah, but the security guard doorman there, hey, man, settle down over there. Settle down, man. Settle down. But then this cop showed up, was directing traffic. He looked over at me. He said, you guys do got to shut up. You guys can do whatever you want. You're across the street, as long as you don't do it right in front of their face. So, man, yeah!
Get security guard shut up.
He goes, I pay for these cops, people. I was yelling, I'm paying for that building across the street. I distribute a lot of envelopes, eh? Felipe draws a lot of water here. So then that cop called me over, and I thought he was going to call me over and tell me to shut the fuck up, bro. Right? Then he told me, hey, what's up, man? I used to watch you perform at the Hop. So he's a fan, dog.
Hell yeah, dude. And then fucking that fool told you guys had a mean little escapade that night. That's like the Joe Barone's classic story. Every like 6 months, he gets all blunted and tells me. Then you guys went down to the club or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then like he's all, dude, right away, they recognized Felipe. They let us all in. Oh, we all came back with chicks. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
These are beautiful ones, dog.
What happened was that that day we went to the, I don't know.
The Edison or something?
A fan recognized me, and he took us to the Edison, but to the side door.
Yeah, like.
Elevator.
Yeah, like you guys. Like
some strange elevator that I didn't know existed.
Yeah, fool.
And he took us down there, and we didn't have to. We didn't pay for the couple of drinks, and they gave us half off the drinks out of everything. Well, there's no hot chicks, bro. It was that chick that used to live over there.
said they were hot.
It was a chick that used to draw all the time. I don't know.
They used to live in your loft?
Her name is Sylvania or Suburbia. I don't know. She used to live over there. And she had a friend with a dog. But let me see. No, man. I don't remember any hot chicks. Just a hot chick that used to live there, bro. But I saw her eat with her food one time, and she was like sucking her fingers and burped.
That's gross.
Not like a Marcella burp, but like, nah.
Just like the nasty-ass burp. Fuck that.
Yeah, man. But the way he chows it.
Oh, dude, this fool, dog. Oh, my God.
But we did take a big group of people, man.
He said he had a mean-ass entourage.
Mean entourage. Because the people down... Oh, as a matter of fact, Flaco must have been working down there at the time. We didn't know him.
As a busboy, right?
As a busboy. Yeah. Wow, man.
Those are the best times of my life,
coming
bro.
Coming back to me.
Yeah, dude, that fool was saying you guys did it up all nasty, dog, all VIP style.
They loved us there, man. Because we know the people there, and actually because we were tipping too, so you tip well, they take care of you.
Hell yeah, dude.
But we knew everybody down there, man, so it was tied to Edison, man. I didn't get that place. It was trying too hard.
Yeah, I only went there that one time when you did that little fundraiser thing for
Even then.
Weezer. Yeah, it was weird, huh? Isn't that the one that, like, Suge Knight used to own the building and he had to sell it?
Suge Knight used to own that building, man.
When all that shit was going down?
Suge Knight used to own that building. And then when shit was going down, they had to hide money. They sold it, like, for, like, I'm speculating here, right? $1.8 million.
I know he didn't get the value of what he had for it, right? Though. Yeah, it's crazy little story, right?
I wake up missing weed, man. It was either my roommate or Tupac.
But dude, how about you like living with roommates or not?
Hell no. Hell no, because you know what? Especially if you're both going through doing the same career, somebody's going to jump out and be the successful one. Or even not even successful one. Even if one guy jumps out and gets the hot chick, the other guy's going to be sad, eh? Or there's going to be no toilet paper, right? And you're going to blame it on that guy. What the fuck, bro? You use up all the toilet paper? Or you start noticing things that they do, you know, kind of like a relationship now.
Yeah, little patterns.
Yeah.
I've had a couple roommates. I like Vinny, never had problems with him. My cousin never had a problem. Two other people, whatever. But I don't like the little smells and shit, dog.
Yeah,
fuck
man.
That. Close that fucking door, dog.
And then little things start bothering you, man. Like, or I'm telling you, man, like comedians who live together, if they were friends from the beginning, they're going to be friends no more. Like because especially like three guys moving in from Texas, somebody's gonna be more successful. Or one guy by himself. That's why you gotta live alone, man. I tried it for a whole year and then I just moved out. But I had some good times there, bro. One time, Short Bus showed up, bro.
Really?
Short
Bus. How'd you get that little fucking thing upstairs, dude?
We have elevators.
Oh, that's right. All right. What the fuck? A rope.
Short Bus. They were on his side partying, and I was on my side partying, right? And I remember one day, and I was like bad, bro. I was smoking crack by myself. And I was trying to walk around like normal, like it was a fucking smoking pipe, but it was all hot. Like if I poke you with it, you get burned, bro.
Fucking exactly, sizzle, bro. You hear hair.
Then that's when it came up with my idea, man. I said, man, we should have a rehab, man, for people who just want to smoke weed, like just weed, you know? Because I'm having a problem with this over here. And I was just looking at him, man. Who invited this little fool, though, man?
Fuck. If I would have seen that fool back then and not known, what the fuck? Little alien,
I was just looking at him going, who invited this little fool? I started wheeling him, dog.
Shut up.
You want to go, dog?
Shut up, fool. Did he have his dog?
Nah, I don't remember him.
Oh, my God. You're killing me, fool. Did you give him that little fool rides and shit? And they wait.
Yeah, man. Then I moved out of the apartment. Then Edwin took my place. Tag teams back again. Edwin lived there for a long ass time. I remember one time, bro, when Edwin was living there with that fool, bro, and I was all coked out, bro. And I went to a fucking talk to him, and that fool recorded me, and I started breaking down, talking shit about my dad, almost crying, and that fool recorded me, bro. I wonder if he still has that tape.
Has to have it, dude.
Yeah, but anyway, so I was he was recording me, bro. I didn't give a fucking, who knows, eh? So I started talking about my dad, and I remember he recorded me, man. And then we started recording. I said, man, you got any money, man? I only have $5. $5? That's all you have, motherfucker?
That's it.
And I remember he told Lisa that, man, Felipe gave me the look of evil. Like he was going to bite my head off. Now, bro, I remember I said, you have fucking $5 only? Or whatever he had, nothing? You have nothing?
What can I do with $5?
I was angry, dog. Dude, it was crazy, dog, man.
That urge, fool.
Man, I was crazy, dog. Like, I remember one time, dude, like, I keep saying one time. But yeah, man, here comes one time.
It was crazy, man.
That hotel room, man, was nuts. I made friends with every homeless person in that hotel, where I was living at.
In that little area?
In that little area, bro. Because sometimes, this homeless guy would ask for money, and I said, listen, man, take off that stinky-ass t-shirt and put on this Felipe Esparza t-shirt. That's when I had my old Felipe Esparza t-shirt.
The one with the face?
The one with the face. So I gave every homeless guy in that building had a Felipe Esparza t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool, dog.
So when they go walk around, man, people look at their t-shirt, and then later on they see me, they'll say, oh, yeah. So it was like self-promoting, bro.
Back then.
It was street marketing.
Yeah, your street team.
For real, man, this homeless guy's travel, man. This homeless guy was an Olympic, over there by Olympic. This homeless guy over here by Overa Street. Homeless guy over here by 6th Street, man, promoting my t-shirts.
Covering the perimeters.
Fool, man. These guys will work to. These homeless guys, bro, will work together, man. Like there were these two homeless guys, and the homeless guy would be singing, man, like on top of the roof, and be walking around behind you and your lady. Whenever I see love in the air,
fucking date
on
daddy.
Top of the roof, and then the other homeless guy walk up to him and be mean. Oh man, what are you fucking with that couple, man? Singing out like a motherfucker, man. Can't you see them, man? They're just trying to have a good time, man.
It's like,
am I bothering you, man, with my songs? Man, you bothering them, man.
And they'll get into it like a little
get into it, and then the people get all scared. They'll get all scared, bro, and they'll get them both change. They'll get away. But they will work together, dog.
It's a good little scab, dude. That's almost like a be a little sketch, dog.
Then another homeless guy, bro. That fool fucking, like, again, this guy will always show up, bro, like, he was always, like, fixing his nice mustache. He was kind of a gay homeless guy, but, like, undercover. He was schizophrenic, of course, talking to himself. And every time I saw him, I always give him, a dollar or $1.50. Whatever I had, I always give him something because I knew he never begged. But he'll take my $1.50, and I know, like, whatever. And one day, bro, I was hurting. And I saw him right there, and I gave that fool $20. And I said, can you go give me a $20 rock? And that fool came back like in 45 minutes and gave it to me, dog.
Shut up.
And it was solid, bro. Like, he didn't even chip it in half. He didn't cut it in half. He didn't do nothing, bro. But that was me, bro, laying the seed, bro. Being nice to him over and over. Because that's how you... It's funny, man, how a drug addict work, bro. They lay the seed. They know later on, if I ever not sober, if I ever break a ball off the wagon, if I ever need this guy, he's going to be there for me. I don't know why people... Oh, I did that, but I kept taking care of him. And that day, he did come back, and it was rock. It was solid. Then that fool looked at me like, where's my chip?
You didn't give him a little chip?
I did.
Oh, that's cool, too, dog.
So I took care of him, and I gave him $10.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, not that, you know, whatever it was, but still, that's cool, man. Built up your little network, dog.
Yeah, and I still see him, bro. If I ever see him, he still remembers me. I'll give him a little dollar. He'll be talking, going crazy, man. But and then he'll get the out of character to say, what's up? I give him $1.
A little blast of reality real quick?
Yeah, man. So looks like it's just going to be just the two of us, dog.
Yeah, man.
Our guest is not here. No response, no nothing. Give us some, bro. Imitate them.
Man, somebody done stole all my shit, Felipe.
You couldn't find your phone or what?
Man, these bitches, man. God damn.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool, man?
Nothing, dude. Just fucking chilling, dog.
What's up with the fool asking you a crazy question, but like, when are you and your lady going to have a podcast?
Dude, fucking people be listening to everything, dog. It's a trip, fool. But you put that shit out there, people be fucking running with it, dog.
I know, bro. They put a hashtag shining.
You can't say shit. But it's like, Dick, I want to be honest, fool. I can't be, you know what I mean? Because you know me, fool. I'm a shy fucking, like, a little
sneak. He's not shining, people. He's shying.
I'm not open. I've never been that way. You know,
I like, know, right?
I barely started, you know, because it takes time. Fuck, dog, another decade and what, fool? You know what I mean? But yeah, it's like, right? I never been that way. I grew up doing, this is where I grew up, fool, from 23 on, fool. I didn't fucking have no experience with shit, fool.
Yeah, man.
So it's like, you know, fucking opening up now, it's like, oh, now you got a story, bro. You know what I mean?
That's funny, man. See, it's hard for us to grow up. It's easier for me to open it up now because I went to rehab. But, I opened up in rehab, but it took me a long time. But for us, I think it's harder because we were forced to open up when we were little, huh?
Fuck, dude. Like,
dime, cabrón.
Just put on the spot.
My dad would put the belt in front of me. Tell me. You're going to tell me what's going on right now. And that's how I feel like that I am right now. Like I don't know how to not tell kids or people, like, tell me. I don't know how to be patient. Like, I need to know now.
You got to take a couple deep breaths and step back.
Because my dad was like that. I need to know now. Like, my mom, like, when she was finding out my brother's gay, dime, por qué? Where were you? Who gave you a ride? Like, calm down, lady.
It's funny. They already know the answer to the question they're asking, but they don't even really want to know the answer to the question they're asking. It's weird, fool.
They want you to lie.
Yeah, and then everything would be happy. And that's the thing. I mean, fuck, we're Mexican, so fucking we're more subdued with our shit. That shit comes out when you're drunk or when you're, you know what I mean? Or when you're frustrated. It's like, it's crazy, fool. Dude, you know, you're not all fucking loud and, you know, expressive and, like, you just can't be repeating the same shit your parents do. Fuck it. Can't be passing that shit on.
That's why you can't work without comedians, bro. Start choking promoters, bro.
End up like Larry Hernandez, dog.
Larry Hernandez. Who's Larry Hernandez?
That fucking that Mexican singer that got busted for kidnapping and all that shit.
He's busted?
No, they busted him in North Carolina because supposedly a promoter fucking went out, you know, gave him the deposit but didn't give him the rest of his money, so they beat his ass or something. And then now it turns out that promoter's fucking been bouncing a bunch of grip of false-ass checks and shit. So, yeah, I just seen that shit on Facebook like two days ago, maybe Sunday the earliest. Oh, yeah.
Larry Hernandez did put in a video that he didn't get all the deposit.
Oh, dude, they jacked him, dude.
He wasn't going to show up to that show.
Yeah, and I think the deposit check or something was bounced. Or, you know, where they re-get the funds out or something? I don't know what the term is.
Is that what might happen when you have family members managing your stuff? I'm with ICM. We will go after you.
Well, that's the thing, dude. Like, people, like, you get legit and you get to a point you don't have to deal with that bullshit no more, dog. I mean, how many times you got to fucking deal with people chasing for the check? I'll be right back. Let me give you half of it. Could you work with me? All that bullshit.
But Is he getting paid cash?
No, I guess he's like legit. He has a legit booking agency and all that shit because he's all blown up on Mundos. Like after Jenny Rivera she was all famous off that shit. Now he came in with his show and he's all blown up now. Like, you know, we don't hear about him because we're not in that scene, but he's huge, fool.
Yeah, he is huge. I follow him on Instagram.
You know?
He loves them flour tortilla with butter, though.
Hey, yeah, that, but what do they call mayo no cenadas?
It was mayonnaise.
Yeah, that was.
It was horrible. It was like I'm from Sinaloa, Mexico, right? And he was in Sinaloa, like in some ranch, and they were making homemade flour tortillas, bro. Like they were homemade
right then and there.
Right there, they were soft. And they had like a bucket of butter, and they were putting like a gang of butter, but it was more like cheesy butter. It was like maybe sour cream. I don't know what it was, but it was like he was sweating from his face, all oily from the tortilla. But still look good though.
Supposedly
too much butter.
Yeah, but that's how you get like recién hechas, like right out of the, that's how they're supposedly bomb. But I remember you showing me that shit and there was a comment on the bottom, it's like guacala.
Yeah, ew.
But yeah, dude. Man, I can't be fucking around though, dog.
I'm gonna give my days boy before people start turning away, man. Felipe Esparza, I haven't heard a fucking guess.
It's all good, dog.
Fort Lauderdale Improv. That's this weekend, November 12th through the 15th. Hauteville, California at Barbara Worth Resort with Paulo Francisco.
One man, one desire, Felipe Esparza and Marcella, November 20th at the Barbara Worth Resort.
One night, that's right, with Paulo Francisco, people. Barbara Worth Resort in Hauteville, California. Okay, people, I know you've been saying, when is Raju going to show up again? Why is he always out of town? Why is he always killing roaches? Because people, he's a blue-collar comedian. A lot of people say they're blue-collar comedians. They're a blue-collar comedian, but they never really held a goddamn job in their lives.
Soft-ass hands.
Soft hands. Whatever we can done to tell Tony Sanchez.
You never picked up a shovel in your life.
Yeah, man. Ruby Quintana, man.
Get the lache.
Go get that. Go pick up your axe. Masa Joe.
You've been to tortillas.
Oh, shout out, man, to Carlos Oscar, bro. He listened to our show.
Hell, dog. Nah. Carlos Oscar is the shit, bomb fool. Let me tell you, fool. This is the thing about, like, and you know, people talk all this shit. Oh, Latino comedians hate each other. Nah, fool. There's like, sometimes you don't talk because your fucking schedules don't interact. And I never really knew him. He was always cool to me. And we did a show in Arizona one time, you know, talking to him at the end, whatever. But we never did a couple little chit chats. But last Halloween, fool, we're on those shrooms. I just was having a bad trip, dude. The thing is, I think I was by myself. I didn't have a chick. And I was like, it just wasn't going for me. So I just wanted to leave and go to the Comedy Store because it's nice and dark over there. I'll just fucking chill out there and fucking wait the shit out. But then who comes out of the fucking abyss with him and his lady?
In a Yankee hat, Yankee jersey.
In fucking New York City's finest, dog.
Carlos Oscar.
I have never been so happy to see somebody in my life that night.
And he was cool with you, bro.
Oh, dude, I couldn't stop hugging him. He was cool.
He was happy to see you.
Fuck, dude. Like, it lifted shit off my shoulders. I was like, fuck, dude. Yeah, shout out to fucking the Mexican.
Yeah, and Johnny Sanchez, people.
Hell yeah, let me see that, man. He was cool, fool. Look at Johnny Sanchez, badass.
Our producer keeps coming in and out. I keep thinking somebody's following her.
Somebody kidnapped Corey Holcomb, man. Y'all got cartels over there, Felipe.
I thought Lunel, bro. Our past guest, Lunel. She was in that movie with Adam Sandler.
Which one?
That movie, Haunted Mansion 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she played like the little...
Hotel Transylvania?
Hotel Transylvania 2. She played like the little voodoo doll.
That's tight, dog.
She said, what up?
Dude.
She was like a little shrunken voodoo head, like a doorknob.
What up?
Where the blunt?
Hell yeah, she's the one that took those pictures of those gold blunts when she's chilling with Cat Williams on. That shit's tight.
Yeah, man, Joe Diaz called me up today, man.
What's going on, Felipe Esparza?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Can you have your agent call me? He's been calling me all day. He's with Cat Williams right now, bro. Working on a movie. Man, some celebrities, man, like some big shots, I guess like they're so used to being not treated well at places, like they just don't want to deal with it no more, huh? Like,
they're over it, fool.
I'm just gonna have my main agent here from from APA, my main agent here from Gersh, whatever agency that is, like, and that's I don't know how, what, I used to think, why is these comedians doing that? But it's like this, bro, I want to see this guy work. You know? I've been on the road all my, the comedian thing probably, I've been on the road all this time. I never seen my agent. I'm making a movie. I want to see this guy on the set. I want to see what he does.
Bring your fucking 15% ass over here.
Yeah, or sometimes there could be a problem on the set, and they'll deal with it right away. Because my manager showed up when I was shooting Taco Shop, and you know what, dude? When your manager shows up, and if he's like a big manager, and it was Barry Katz, hey Papa,
hey boss,
he showed up, bro, and he showed up, and right there, man. And also, you know, managers show up, and when your manager shows up at a set of a movie, or he shows up at a taping that you do and doesn't fall asleep in a green room, you know, it shows a lot for you. It shows like, okay, Felipe, okay, Rodrigo's being taken care of. or also your manager shows up to swoop on somebody. For real, bro. There might be a client there who thinks he's a badass, but his manager didn't show up. But here comes this manager. Hey, man, how you doing there, man? Having a good time? I'm here with Felipe, but if anything, just, I know there's a conflict or influence, just tell Felipe, man, and let's take care of it. And then like that, bro, and then you later on, you call your manager again, and he don't return your phone call. Boom, you're gone.
That's how fools get fired, dog.
That's how fools leave, bro.
And it's funny, though, too, like you're saying they take care of shit like you know, the manager's there on set or whatever. And it's like they don't want to deal with bullshit because, dude, they've been dealing with bullshit so long, dog. And then it's funny when, like, fools, like, I remember fools be hitting up, so how much does Felipe charge to do a show? I don't know. You got to talk to his agent. I used to book him by myself. It's like, oh, it's not like that no more, dog.
Yeah, bro. I keep telling these people, I keep telling these comedians, man, like, what should I, Felipe, get this guy to pay me? He asked me, what should I charge? You know, and I don't care, man, what level of stand-up comedy you are. If you want answers to that question, email me and I'll give you the right answer, man. I am totally honest. And the producer here, Lisa Esparza, you could email her too. She'll tell you straight up what she'll be asking if you're what level you're at. Even if you're a level like Flaco, if a guy go, what should you charge? First of all, right there, man, he's going to give you money. It should be $200 or more right there off the bat. $200 or more. And if you're traveling, he should give you a hotel room, you know? How big the venue is. If it's going to be like a house, like a get-together at a swimming pool, it's still going to be $200 because you're going to see where he's at first. It's a poker game, bro. This is Texas Hold'em. You're fighting for more money. He's fighting for less. So you want $75. If you ask for $75, he ain't going to give you $75. That's when you got to ask for $150, and then you work your way down. Then he feels like, oh, I got him for $75. Nah, motherfucker, $75, what I always wanted, you piece of shit. So I show up, man. People ask me right away, what do you charge? I say $5,000. Then he goes, damn. And I say, okay, man. I was thinking more like $200. Okay, man. Buy $200 worth of merch, and I'll tell you a little joke.
Need 10 20s, motherfucker. Hell yeah, dog.
I remember, man, that my first ever gig, I went to Bakersfield for $50.
That's your first ever road gig, out of town gig?
Some fool rented a rental van and he picked these two comedians and some comedian named the Pound Feather.
Pound Feather.
You ever heard of a comedian named Feather?
Nah.
Oh, I was with him.
I was under his little feather.
And I remember I was the only comedian in this all black show. And his two brothers came up to me. You know, we're good friends with the Baker Boys. And I felt like saying, well, I don't even know them. People try to confront you with another Latino they know, huh?
I'm trying to name drop and shit.
You know Willie Barcena.
I heard of him.
That was the first thing that somebody came up to me at the Comedy Act Theater. My first time there. It was an all comedy show. And they said, Do you know Willie Barcena? And I didn't know who that was. So later on, I said, bro, let me tell you, man, your name is being thrown around like you're Paul Rodriguez at the Comedy Act Theater.
Yeah, didn't he win like a comedy contest over there? Him and Dante or some shit back in the day?
Three of them, bro.
Or one time, fucking, he showed us the plaques. Eh? That fool was digging. He woke up everybody looking for the plaques.
Yeah, but they have a Bob Hope one. A solid gold one.
Oh, shit. I remember when he was trying to look for the letter, dog, that the devil wrote, dog. Right here, bro.
The devil wrote a letter?
I guess he wrote him a letter because I guess that fool used to buy him pants and he got a cockroach out of his ear and he fucking, what are you laughing at over here? Yeah, and then like he's
all, devil had a
he treated
cockroach?
Me like my dad. Like I guess that fool babied him till he got the cockroach out of his ear. Word on the streets, dog.
Rodrigo here with a roach story here.
Yeah, dog.
They were roommates at one time.
Yeah,
right?
I guess that fool was all scared.
Carlos Oscar said that it was a devil, Dean Austin, not Dean Austin. It was that comedian that used to host Sunday nights at Chocolate Sunday. Lisa knows him, huh? Yeah, thank you. Danny Green. It was Danny Green, Carlos Oscar, the devil, and Willie Barcena. They used to live together. So you say he had a. I vaguely remember the roach story.
Like it was either a roach or it's a little insect.
He had a cockroach in his ear.
Yeah.
And he was crying. And Willie was a date. And they went over it. It was kind of like that scene where Willie was trying to get some of his date. And here's my roommate over there with a cockroach in his ear.
they get the little baby whistles or whatever and get it out of there or something. And they saved his life.
How the fuck did the roach get in your ear, man? You must have been trying to listen.
Well, the roach in his headphones, you know?
What, did he fucking fall asleep with a cone?
I don't know. Get that for some rain, dog.
So how does a letter get involved?
Oh, no, I guess he wrote him a letter after, like, fucking, you know, years or whatever, and, you know, told him how much he meant to him or whatever the fuck. But he couldn't find it, though.
I wrote a letter, too. Where I see that.
Yeah, this is the thing. I know you're not lying. I'm just, you know me. I was fucking just in there 24.
Oh, one of those nights where I remember one time there was a night where we had everybody there, bro. And we had what's the name? Oh shit,
who, fool?
That fat fool, bro. That every time I don't know, I felt bad, bro, because every time I see him, I have to make fun of his haircut. He lives in Visalia now.
Oh, fucking Quintana?
No, that fool, that Furman.
Furman.
Furman, he used to be the security guard at
Walker. Furman?
Furman.
Oh, that piece of shit,
that's
dog.
Funny. I say,
fool always saying that fucking
fool,
chalk, dog.
That fool always say Furman, but I say Furman. Remember that fool said he fought Tyson?
Yeah, dude. This motherfucker came with that fucked up haircut that one day, trying to fucking pass it off. Remember? When he used to be the driver for the owner of the club or whatever?
Oh, yeah, he had the haircut.
Oh, my. Looked like fucking from the Amazon.
That was fucked up. Like, he's a big ass fool, man, and I'm all fucked up asking him personally in front of everybody. What did I say?
No, what time? Tell us, dog. At what time when you came in with that fucked up haircut, dog? Because he was all trying to be in front of a bunch of chicks, all being cool. He ain't wearing driver gloves and shit. Come on, motherfucker.
Yeah, driver gloves and shit.
Yeah,
and
fool, that big old coat.
That
fool.
Big old coat, and he took us to a strip bar.
Yeah, it was acting like he was driving for Tony Soprano or something, dog.
Yeah, he was all cool with those girls, and I said, bro, tell us, bro. That one time, bro, what happened to your hair, bro? That shit was fucked up, man. Let's go get him.
He fucked up that fool's cool, dog.
And then DJ Mama died, huh?
Ah, dude, it was
the
fun.
Same haircut.
Dude, it was one of those times where, you know, he's big and we kind of don't know him, but fuck it, dog. It took something to break the ice, dog.
Yeah, man.
But he didn't say nothing. He knew he had a fucked up haircut, dog.
He's trying to get a comedy show going, bro. You should hit him up.
Well, he's hit me up a couple times. He lives in Upland or some shit. But now you said he's living in Visalia. Last time he hit me up, he was in Upland. This is how weird it was. He put his kid on the phone. And he wanted me to tell him hello. It's like, fool, how about that time you sold a fake Coke, dog? Motherfucker. But anyways.
That's crazy, man.
But yeah, fool, stories, dog. Roaches in the ear and all that shit, dog.
A roach in the ear, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, dog. Just don't bring a roach around that fool. Flick it on that fool, dog.
A chicharra.
But yeah, dog. It was one of those nights too, because that fool used to get fucked up. I don't know about now, but he used to get so fucked up sometimes with that little eye would just start going too much to the left,
dude,
and he would stop partying.
I have a picture of you and him together, bro, and you look like you look. I don't know where it is. I think it's probably his pad, but you're sitting down like you're about to pass out, bro. I have it at home.
Yeah, there's a couple pictures of
and then
us.
You kidnapped. I'm not fool wearing a helmet, bro.
Like, I got him. Dude, it's that one night where those Mongols were there, dog.
The Mongols used to always show up, huh?
Always. And they were cool, dude, but I don't know what the... This fool was gone, fool.
It's funny how one night, like, people were doing... We're doing stand-up comedy on Wednesday nights, and it started getting packed. That's when you're right, bro. That's when we had the lines around the building.
Yeah, that when, dude, like, that place was hot,
everybody
fool.
Knew, and it was packed with a lot of bikers, huh?
Yeah, it was deep, dog. Deep, fool.
It just became their club, huh?
Yeah, well, fuck. Remember what happened at Casa Latina, fool?
Yeah.
Fucking, they had the East LA bikers hanging out there, and then those motherfuckers ran them the fuck out. Yeah, dog. Tough guys, you know?
Those tough guys, man. I remember there were some ballers at Casa Latina, man. Like, people with a lot of money. Like,
mean ass knots.
Like if you could, they never, I heard that the biggest, they were paying the comedian a lot of money at that show.
Yeah, supposedly.
I never got any of it.
Supposedly they were a big ass budget. Fucking, I remember one time they closed that place down, they were going to kill one of the promoters, dog.
Damn.
Yeah, fool. Ooh, ooh. Yuck, yuck.
Yuck, yuck.
Yeah, what's up with that fool? But yeah, dog. Crazy stories, dog. Crazy times. But that one time when the Mongols were there at the other spot, at Tortillas, that fool was all drunk and he puts on one of those fool's helmets, dog. I got a picture of that shit, fool.
Nah, bro. I remember one time this drunk ass fool that was at the comedy show. He was inside the club, bro, at the comedy show. Remember that fool went outside and he started one of their motorcycles?
Yeah,
oh my God.
He didn't even know how to ride a motorcycle, fool. Imagine when he just ran it through the fucking wall.
Oh, man, dude, that fool, they give that fool 2 seconds to leave, huh?
Well, they got him, fool.
They beat the shit. No.
No, they got him, and then he supposedly went to the third grade with one of the leaders or something, so they had to call him up and they got him off the hook. He's off the hook. Oh, yeah, wow. But they were gonna fucking stomp his ass out, fool. He's like, just do me a favor, bro. Dial this number, bro.
He did, huh?
Yeah, they woke that dude up. He's like, oh, no, yeah. He's cool. He's cool.
He was saying, I remember he was yelling, remember Little League, bro?
And that's why, dude, I say, like, when fools are really drunk, you're not really that drunk till you black the fuck out. Because he had enough sense to call that fool. And you know what I mean? But, yeah, it was tough times, you know?
Yeah, I remember. I ran into those dudes later on. And then the guy they called, and they were all, those dudes are nice, though.
Hey, it's funny, dude.
They're nice.
To us, they were always nice, dog.
They were always cool, right? They were always real cool. And they had all the best chicks.
Hell yeah.
And
it's how funny. I want to be, dog.
If it wasn't for them being, they probably wouldn't have had a crowd sometimes.
Well, yeah, they had a little community of people, dog.
They made us strong as comedians.
Yeah, fool.
But we knew what level to get to before somebody gets beat up.
Yeah, dog. Because there was a couple times a couple fools got rolled up by those fools. But, hey, I didn't see nothing.
I still see them, and they're still cool.
Yeah, fool. What are you going to do, dog? You know what I mean? Be nice back. I ain't got no problems.
Like another time, bro, I was hanging out with Russell Peters in Victoria. I think it was Victoria. And I was, there was like three white boys, right? These older white gentlemen. They were like in their 50s. They were older. And, they were sitting that Russell Peters' crew, his family, and Russell Peters' family. I think his mom was sitting there, but Russell Peters was not there. They were all eating there. They were all eating dinner, and Russell Peters. I think he was there or he wasn't there, but most of the people that were on his show, the DJs, the sound crew, everybody was there. The mom, the brother was there, and they were eating. They were having dinner, but I got there late, so I got to sit with those three white dudes, right? These older dudes, you know? They were like biker dudes, but I was sitting with them, right? And they said, sit with us, bro. Mm-hmm. So I sat with them, man. And then we just kept telling we kept telling each other's jokes. Like, they had some good-ass jokes. You know, you ever sit down with a stranger, you just have fucking jokes?
Hell yeah.
The jokes, police jokes, whatever
shit you haven't heard, shit you've heard. You know,
shit to shit. So they're telling me some fucking funny ass jokes, bro, and I'm telling them funny jokes. And one of the guys was telling me that he has a timeshare, or he has a house or a beach house in Mexico somewhere, and he goes there all the time. And he was telling me about some funny ass fool over there in Mexico that that I reminded him of him. That he's nuts. He goes, this guy's crazy. Like, he's like one of those dudes that live in Mexico, bro. That no matter, like, he takes everybody around hunting and to all the spots.
Knows all the spots.
So And he was telling me that they love my comedy, that if I ever come back to, it was probably Kelowna, whatever. But I take a photo with them, right? These fools are all Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels, fool. I didn't notice till they got up, and then their sleeves opened up, and I saw the HA on their hands, and the belts were HA. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So this is how tight they were, bro. They loved the show so much that they were watching all of Russell's people. That's what I'm guessing. Oh, they want to be hang out.
Oh, yeah.
But they were cool as hell, man.
Fuck it, dog. It's all gravy, dog. Shit.
Not once did they tell me who they were.
That's what's up, too, dog.
But when I got up, I said, oh. And I have a photo of them on Instagram, man. I got to find it. But I was like, yeah, man, they were cool, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was my story, eh? But you went to the Mongo's clubhouse.
Twice.
Huh? Twice?
Hell yeah.
Twice?
Twice.
You not a member?
Nah, dog. I'm good, dude.
How do you get invited, bro? Well, that must have been some type of recruiting or something.
Well, dude, it was like the
or hangout. That's a hangout. You were hanging out. You got to start off with the hangouts, huh?
Yeah. Well, one of them was because fucking Big Dog, eh? That's how we call him now.
Big Dog, bro.
When he got busted doing that shit, I guess the next they invited him over there to.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, squash the shit.
They squashed the shit.
Yeah, but it's also that time. It's like, you know, you kind of didn't want to bump into fools, and fools are all big, and you know, fools got their chicks with them that says "property of" and all that shit.
And you guys have property of jackets too?
Who?
You guys?
Fuck no, dog. We're civilians, dog. Dude, we were over there. We got patted down. There was fools on the roof. There were snipers and shit. It was a lockdown shit, dog.
You got patted down?
Yeah, dude. Like, we went through metal detectors and shit. It was like for real, dog. And then all the, you can tell all those fools are afraid like to bump into people. We just stayed at the same table. And then like the second
time. Did you
go
there?
Yeah. Then the second time I went, and it was because the door guy. At that time, I don't know if he was a prospect, he was already in, but he fucking, you know, we went with him. But it was cool. By that time, we just started walking around and shit. But, yeah, it was fucking cool. But I think it's one of those things you don't want to end up talking to somebody else's lady or something, you know, get scooped up real quick and, you know, get that boot to the fucking skull.
I think at any biker bar or any clubhouse you go to or any hood you go to, man, there's a chance you might meet the wrong fool, huh?
Yeah, you got to mind your business, dog. Can't be over there fucking harassing chicks like we used to do it in the hallways of Casa Latina.
I'm glad I was never invited. I would have been asking questions. Are the beers going to be free when we get there?
And it was crazy. I think we had to buy drink tickets or we got some. It was, I vaguely remember, but yeah, but we were there. And it's one of those things that stays open all fucking night, dog. I think the first time we left at 4. Another time was like at 7.
They let you leave at 4.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, I'm going to leave, dog. Hey, bro, we're going to leave together, bro.
You want to leave at 4 to the stay?
Yeah, I was like, fuck, that's cool, fool, but I don't want to laugh too loud and get beat up.
I know, man. Like sometimes like I get like these biker dudes at shows, like even in Utah, bro. I met this one guy and he wanted to tell me jokes. But I got to laugh, you know, because they're not funny. Or I heard them a million times. But why would I want to hear a joke, though?
I know, huh?
Or they'll tell me a brutal story that happened to them that they're trying to make funny and not that funny. The producer's walking out. So just you and I, dog.
Yeah, man.
Trying to get to know Rodrigo Torres right here. What makes him spin?
What makes him spin this fool, dog? I don't know, dog.
Man, there were a lot of people that wanted to party after the show in San Antonio, bro, hitting me up with phone numbers. You remember?
you remember? I forgot.
Yeah, man.
Texas is just one of those states, too, dog, that just like, you know what I mean? Those fools are amped up, dog. Their alcohol has more alcohol per fucking than alcohol content than the beer here in Cali, dog.
So we're staying right across the street from the back of the Alamo, like the back door of the Alamo. And Saturday, man, like, Saturday was tough to sleep in, bro. These fools were blasting a cannon all day.
Oh, my God, dude.
Like, every hour, a damn cannon. Boom! The first time it scared the shit out of me, bro.
What the fuck?
Because I was walking around the streets. But, yeah, man, it was loud, man. It was hard to sleep.
What the fuck were they celebrating, dude?
Veterans Day, I guess.
It's tomorrow, huh?
It's tomorrow, bro. Veterano Day.
Hell yeah. But Texas, dude, the vibe in Texas is always like bigger, dog. You know what I mean? It's like they love that shit, dog. And they, you know, they love like Latinos. I mean, they're all Texans first or whatever, but they love that representing shit too, dog. You know what I mean? They love that shit, dude.
I got to hang out with our owner. What's her name? Bar Shop. Hey, Kayleen, the owner. She told me a lot of stories, bro. She told me stories about, remember what Johnny Sanchez said about Brian Holtzman and all that?
Mm-hmm. When you guys did that.
And Mencia showed up. The owner of the San Antonio River Center Comedy Club. I remind her of it. She goes, I told her we were just talking about that with Johnny Sanchez.
Really?
And she said, yeah, I remember that day. And she said that the reason that Carlo Mencia wasn't in the show because he had an HBO deal. He had a deal with HBO. So our show was Showtime. So he couldn't really perform on the show. So that's why he just did the guest spot, the long guest spot, yeah. And he was headlining also that week. And then that was a week that he sold out every single show. And I think he started selling out every single show after that.
And is that the one where he made fun of Selena and all that shit? And then like it all.
Yeah, but started. See, that's the smart of it though. Because what did they say? Bad press is still press.
Bad publicity is good publicity or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember there was a big old storm, he said.
And he had to apologize. He said something to about Selena, right?
He's going to, something, he would have, something about her big ass, he would have piped her or something.
Something, but it was too soon, I guess.
Yeah, and then the brother and the dad wouldn't kill him or something.
Shut up.
That's what fucking Herman said.
We're like, inside info here. Because also the scoop, Rodrigo Torres.
The scoop.
So what's up, bro? Are you sad that, that Starbucks is not celebrating your Christmas holiday on your cup with candy canes and
fuck, dude.
And Christmas trees and snowmans and chimneys and what else celebrates Christmas? What else? Bread and coffee, because those are the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, dude. Not peace and love and shit. Dude, I don't give a fuck. I just go there for fucking coffee, dog. Dirty chai every now and then, just regular fucking blonde. Fuck it, dog. That's it, fool. Iced coffee every now and then.
But Starbucks, you know, even though, like, they got us talking about it, so they mm-hmm. won, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. Because it's like, think about it. We're sitting here talking about that shit, and it's like, dude, they're even going to sell more coffees now.
More coffee.
They're going to run out more.
Like, they keep saying that they're trying to, take away Christmas. But they forget, man, that there's more Muslims and other religions in the world, and they are Christians. We're a minority. People forget that there's a bigger world outside the United States.
Let me just tell you, dog. Most motherfuckers are in the U.S. We know. We travel the country. A lot of fools don't fucking know what we know from we see what we travel. The first time I went to the Midwest, dude, with voodoo and shit, I was like, God damn, fucking America's broke, dog.
Broke.
It's not like it is in L.A., dog, or fucking, you know what I mean? Seriously, dude. There's some fucked up spots out there, dude.
Oh, man. A lot of people think that it's not just about the big cities, the little cities, bro. They're broke, man.
That's when you start seeing like Breaking Bad type white people and all that shit. Like, I mean, I grew up in Riverside, so I already seen that shit. But you go, damn, bro, there's some mean hokey ass people out here, dog.
I know I have a Facebook friend. That he's like trying to get over heroin, and he was like, he was trying to check into a rehab, but a sober living home. Mm-hmm. Right after rehab, but when they got there, it was full. But they told him they had a bed available. So I guess somebody who really needed it, they gave it to him. So this fool's telling me this crazy idea that him and his girlfriend just thinking about traveling around the country as homeless people and getting to California.
That's their fucking scheme, dog, to get over here?
Like panhandle all the way through to get to California.
Fuck that.
It's a quicksand to homelessness, what Lisa said.
Yeah, that's all.
But it's like, how did you come up with an idea like that? I hope you're listening and don't do that.
Yeah, because that's back in the day when people used to like hitchhike to the other fucking side of the, not state or the other side of the country. Marilyn Martinez told me that she used to do that, dude.
What?
Just hitchhike from Denver to Frisco. Because she was a fucking hippie, dog.
Yeah.
But those are in the 60s, dog. We're in 2015. We're fools, you know what I mean?
Fools want something.
Well, like fucking Johnny Sanchez was talking about Holtzman. It's all, yeah, you can stay the night here, but you're going to have to give something up. You can't spend the night for free, eh?
But that's like they live all the way in Pennsylvania, like in Allentown or something over there.
Pennsylvania, dog.
Lynchburg, Pennsylvania. Made that up.
The woods of William Penn, dog.
Yeah, man.
Do they want to come from Pennsylvania all the way to fucking Cali? Good luck.
So you don't care about the Cubs?
About the Cubs? Nah, fool, dude. Fuck it, dog. Whatever, dog. Celebrate that shit at your house, dude, with the menorah or Kwanzaa or whatever the
exactly,
fuck.
Exactly, bro. Like one of the big arguments that our producer had with somebody was that they're trying to take away their Christmas. And then she said that, the owner's Jewish.
Yeah, and then what, 15 years ago when fucking Starbucks wasn't that hot or we didn't even have a lot of them? Fucking, we didn't care about that shit. They weren't even around. But now all of a sudden they took away our Christmas.
Also, they got pissed. Also, the mermaid, too, used to have a cross and they got rid of it.
And supposedly she had cleavage, too, right? Yes. They took off. Yeah.
You're getting offended.
Yeah. No more titties, huh? Well, that's the point that Felipe was making, that here in America, we feel like we're the center of the world, but we're not, dog. We think football and baseball is big. Dude, soccer's the biggest sport in the world, dog. You know what I mean? You got to broaden your horizon.
We're talking about Trevor Noah. They say that a lot of people don't get it. Of course you don't get it. He's speaking from a point of view from somebody outside of America. They're not used to that.
We have tunnel vision, dog.
Yes. So to them... He's coming in like some guy who's cocky, who thinks he's better than us. But hello, that's what a lot of people think about Americans once you leave America.
Yeah, they think we're fucking a bunch of fucking idiots, dog. I remember fucking my uncle went to Japan.
Like a foreign guy might think this is offensive to us because this is the way they think about it. Shut up, you fucking hamburger, coke-eating motherfucker.
Yeah. It's because, dude, like we're sitting in America, dude, like my... I have an uncle that's a farmer that took a flight from Frisco to fucking Japan. And he said that they give you a bunch of free shit, you know, food, whatever, big international flight. Well, the only motherfuckers that were eating all the snacks, all the drinking, all the sodas and all that were fucking all fat white Americans, dog. And he's never seen a black dude that big in his life, dog. Fucking farting, eating, just being just fucking disgusting, dog. And that's what they think of about America, dog, in an international flight, dog. I mean, we're not all like that, but you know what I mean? Not everybody's well-traveled, dog.
Not everybody well-traveled,
fuck bro. No. There's, dude, think about how many people you know that never left where they're from, fool. That never even left L.A. There's people that never left Riverside. There you go.
One of my exes, her dad never left Riverside either. They never left Ontario. They never left the 909. He hates Chinese food. Are you kidding me?
Never even had it, dog.
Like, you never had good Chinese food? My dad, too, like, he don't know nothing about, like, going on Hollywood Boulevard. Like, enjoying it. Like, taking it in.
Nah, fool.
He don't know nothing about 101 North. Maybe he does, but he don't tell us.
Yeah, but think about it, dude. They're immigrants, right? Imagine the motherfuckers that lived here 3 or 4 generations and still don't even know any better, dog. At least he has an excuse, dog.
I know, like, sometimes I look at people, like, who are, when they're traveling, I could tell that they don't know, man. Like, they don't know that we ain't in Dallas, fool.
Oh, dude, well, it just goes back to how many times we go to the airport and somebody's the first trip they took in 10 years. Taking 30 years to take off their fucking shoes, leaving their laptop on, their glass, fucking keys in. It's like, you want to fucking smack them with your carry-on, dude, but you don't want to go to jail, though.
Like, we're on Southwest. I was sitting on my window seat. I don't know why, but I had my kids next to me. I had Chris Dornay on the middle seat, and I had Marcella on the aisle. We flew like down the way over there on the way back. But we're just tripping out on people, right, when they're like, passing us by. Like, on the way here, there were these two nuns, the flying nuns. They were dressed in white, right, one of them. And they had luggage, bro. They had like a guy in front of them and a guy behind them, that old white. And she was a white woman, right, a white nun. And then she was trying to put her bag. Nobody was helping her, bro. Nobody.
Fucking none, dude. And nobody's helping her.
None helped her. So I'm like, you know, how I am in the morning. So nobody here's going to help that nun, huh? Nobody's going to get up and give her a hand with that luggage. No one. Nobody here. None. Okay. That's good.
And then what happened?
Chivalry is dead, people. Shubbery, whatever that word is.
You got it.
And I just stood over there talking shit, dog.
Somebody just goes, you help her, dog.
And Marcella reached out with her arm and pulled it up.
It's like a crane. But even like on planes, when you're exiting, you know, you exit one aisle by the time. There's some people that fucking just go, dude. It's like, no, wait, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what happened to that. So this lady, two seats back, bro, trying to rush in while I'm trying to get up. Like, you don't know that these people right here still have to get up before you? Just trying to rush in.
That's philosophy of traveling, dog. They don't know.
She doesn't know, bro.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, man.
She don't know that I know how to get free cookies. Oh, dude, when I got to the airplane, I saw that girl from Southwest that always helps me out, right? And I know all of them now, bro. So, yeah, I know that guy, Beto, with the one with the nice eyebrows. And I know the other guy. I don't even know his name. And this black lady, now she likes me. And when I show up, bro, I get my ticket to go ahead of everybody, bro.
A little pre-boarder?
Pre-boarder, bro. I'm there with the handicapped people. Okay? It's funny, Michael. They're walking in front of me, but when I'm walking, I'm running past by them.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing.
Oh, but there was this... But when I was trying to get by, I could see this man looking at me nosy, like, why is he passing by?
Oh, yeah. They get all fucking mad. It's like, shut the fuck up and wait in line. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, man.
Nobody knows you.
Don't ask questions, but you're going to get in too, bro.
Not like right now, but you'll get in.
You're going to get in.
Fucking people, dog.
Oh, another one too that pisses me off, man, is like the push cart is like, they don't know how the lady passing with drinks. Then the guy's coming back from the bathroom finally, and he wants her to move all the way back. Hey, nah, man. She has to give me my drink before she goes back.
Dude, I trip out on that shit. It's like, dude, what the fuck is the rush, dog? Where's the fucking air marshal when you need him, dog? Kick this fool in the chest already.
Oh, man. So this one brother, man, where we're flying, this fool had a I Love Jesus sweatshirt, right? And his name sweatshirt, all praises to Jesus in the back and glitter. He had driving gloves. He had headphones on. He had a beanie that says Jesus on it, right? And then he was singing loud, bro, like just praising Jesus with his headphones. I did over loud and loud. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, this guy's going to get kicked out of the plane for trying to bless the pilot. So she's playing Jesus, right? Going like this.
A religious terrorist.
And then this lady started laughing, right? Because he was standing right there by A. And then somebody told him, sir, you're in boarding C. And I said, yeah, he's in boarding C for Christ. The lady died, bro. You could tell that lady is a Christian lady.
It's too much, Hopper.
It was too much.
Yeah, dog.
You could tell this guy probably just came out of, one of the guys came out of rehab, and now he's Christian, but he's loving it too much.
The beanie,
the
fool,
spirit
the shirt.
Is strong in him. So they had to, and then he was like this, like, what, you know, he looked like the Steelers coach. He was praying for another win. It was one of those moments, bro. And this made me laugh, bro, because fucking Steve Chris Torres said, hell no. To the no, no, no.
Yeah, bro.
But he was right there, bro, like going like this, dude, like, hallelujah. Hey. Jesus, I love you. You're my savior. But like, you know, loud, dude. Like,
think that brother was nervous.
But it's Sunday, though. So that's his church.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
I get him that.
That shit at the house, dog.
It wasn't bothering me, man. But, you know, I gotta bust my jokes.
Can I get a hallelujah? Oh, imagine.
Yeah, if it had been a Muslim person, imagine, dog. Imagine a Muslim person would have took out a little magic carpet and sat down right there and praised Allah.
I see tackling.
I've seen it done before. It was when I was in New York filming Premium Blend. The horse carriage guys, they were all black. They were Ethiopian. They looked Ethiopian, and they all got together, and they got off their horses, and the guy who ride the bikes. And they put out their nice little carpets, and they faced where were they faced? Mecca. And they started praying. all of them. And then when I started walking and I saw a lot of different Muslims, and it didn't bother me, like, what the hell? I wasn't even annoyed by that. I feel bad that I wasn't annoyed. I don't feel bad. I wasn't annoyed by that as I was annoyed by that guy all loud at the airport, because when they do it, it's private, you know.
They're all subtle about it.
It's subtle about it. And I know it's deep. It's real. There's discipline. You know what I mean? They're not bragging. You know, I'm a Muslim. I'm better than you. You know, that's their religion. They do it well. Also, Jehovah's Witness, bro. They're a very respectable religion. Mormons are very nice. You know me? If you meet a Mormon who is an asshole, he's not a Mormon, bro. He's a moron. Hey, people. All right, people. That was my Latter-day Saint joke. We had no guests, dog. It's just the two of us.
Yeah, man.
We're going to have a photo together.
It's all good, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Us and over here, our homie over here.
Aaron.
On the Wheels of Steel over here.
Wheels of Steel.
Stuck in traffic. Too many cars in LA, bro.
Dude, it was it was traffic at 5 in the fucking morning over here, dog. It's usually a clean fucking shot, dude. And then when I came over here from Los Feliz to Western, fuck, another fucking half hour.
Dude, our producer, before she had a job producing here, had to take her. If she didn't leave our house, what time? She would have to leave at 7:30. To get there at 9 to Santa Monica. To get to Wilshire and Bundy. Yeah,
Wilshire. Fuck, dude.
Olympic and Bundy. An hour and a half. You live at 7:30?
Oh, dude. When I used to first start coming out here in 2001, if I gunned it at 80, 85, I'll be here in 45 minutes.
I'm going to just throw in my age here and say when I was a little kid, I used to take 30 minutes from downtown to get to Magic Mountain.
Are you fucking serious, dude?
That was the time limit supposed to be 30 minutes. And if you look it up, because that's how Gabriel Iglesias, man. Remember he drove from Santa Clarita to Brea and got there in 30 minutes?
She had a driver from San Diego back to L.A. in fucking an hour and a half or something. I was like, fuck. That's when he had the Explorer, dog.
And we'll tell you, never forget this, people.
For the bug.
Gabriel Iglesias said he made it from Valencia on a Friday to the Brea Improv. In 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
There's no way, dude.
He was on Fluffy Power.
Damn.
Powered by comedy.
That's an old school sticker, dog.
What's up, fool? Thank you for listening to my co-host, Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Also, man, support All Things Comedy. Everything All Things Comedy. The web series, the shop. Okay, people? Buy the t-shirts, All Things Comedy. But the mug, it helps to pay for Aaron's paycheck over here. Also support all the other podcasts. Dean Del Rey, the Del Razors podcast.
Let There Be Talk.
Let There Be Talk. Also, The Champs. I'm also a guest on The Champs.
Hell yeah. Two episodes, right?
Two episodes. All right, people. And that's all I got to say about that. I'll see you guys in Fort Lauderdale. And Rodrigo will see you guys in Brownsville, Texas, and McAllen, Texas with Keith Manning. Get off the field.
Get off the field. Yeah, man.